Neuro-Linguistic Programming Workbook for Dummies by Romila Reddy and Kate Burton. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary: Neuro-Linguistic Programming Workbook for Dummies by Romila Reddy and Kate Burton is a comprehensive guide to understanding and applying the principles of neuro-linguistic programming, NLP. NLP is an approach to communication, personal development, and psychotherapy that focuses on how people think, communicate, and interact with each other. The book provides readers with an introduction to the basics of NLP as well as practical exercises designed to help them apply these concepts in their everyday lives. The book begins by introducing readers to the history of NLP and its core principles. It then explains how NLP can be used in various contexts such as business, education, healthcare, relationships, sports performance enhancement, self-improvement/personal growth, etc. It also covers topics such as goal-setting techniques, developing effective communication skills, using language patterns for persuasion, creating rapport with others, managing emotions effectively, building confidence through body language, recognizing unconscious signals from others, etc. In addition to providing theoretical information about NLP concepts and techniques, this workbook includes numerous activities designed to help readers practice what they have learned. These activities include role-playing scenarios where participants act out different situations while using specific language patterns or strategies discussed in the book. There are also worksheets which allow readers to track their progress over time when practicing certain skills or behaviors. Overall, Neuro-Linguistic Programming Workbook for Dummies is a great resource for anyone interested in learning more about this powerful tool for personal growth and development. With its clear explanations of key concepts combined with practical exercises, it provides everything needed for mastering the fundamentals of NLP. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Understand the basics of NLP. NLP is a set of tools and techniques that can be used to help people understand and change their behavior. It is based on the idea that the way we think and communicate affects our behavior and our ability to achieve our goals. Main idea number 2. Learn the NLP communication model. The NLP communication model is a way of understanding how we communicate with ourselves and others. It is based on the idea that our thoughts, feelings, and behaviors are all connected and can be changed through communication. Main idea number 3. Develop rapport. Rapport is the ability to establish a connection with someone else. It is an important part of NLP and can be used to build trust and understanding between people. Main idea number 4. Use anchoring. Anchoring is a technique used to help people access positive emotions and memories. It involves associating a physical stimulus with a positive emotion or memory, which can then be used to help people access those positive feelings in the future. Main idea number 5. Understand submodalities. Submodalities are the different ways we experience our thoughts and feelings. They can be used to help people change their thoughts and feelings in order to achieve their goals. Main idea number 6. Use reframing. Reframing is a technique used to help people change their perspective on a situation. It involves looking at a situation from a different perspective in order to gain a new understanding of it. Main idea number 7. Practice visualization. Visualization is a technique used to help people create mental images of their desired outcomes. It can be used to help people focus on their goals and create a plan for achieving them. Main idea number 8. Use the swish pattern. The swish pattern is a technique used to help people replace negative thoughts and behaviors with positive ones. It involves creating a mental image of the desired outcome and then quickly replacing the negative thought or behavior with the desired outcome. Main idea number 9. Understand the meta model. The meta model is a set of questions used to help people identify and challenge the underlying assumptions of their thoughts and beliefs. It can be used to help people gain a better understanding of their thoughts and beliefs and to help them make changes. Main idea number 10. Use the Milton model. The Milton model is a set of language patterns used to help people create a positive mental state. It can be used to help people create a positive outlook and to help them achieve their goals. Main idea number 11. Understand the logical levels. The logical levels are a way of understanding how our thoughts, feelings, and behaviors are connected. It can be used to help people identify the underlying causes of their thoughts and behaviors and to help them make changes. Main idea number 12. Use the fast phobia cure. The fast phobia cure is a technique used to help people overcome their fears and phobias. It involves creating a mental image of the desired outcome and then quickly replacing the fear or phobia with the desired outcome. Main idea number 13. Practice self-hypnosis. Self-hypnosis is a technique used to help people access their subconscious mind. It can be used to help people make changes to their thoughts and behaviors and to help them achieve their goals. Main idea number 14. Understand the meta programs. The meta programs are a set of mental filters that we use to make decisions and take action. They can be used to help people identify their underlying motivations and to help them make changes. Main idea number 15. Use the timeline technique. The timeline technique is a technique used to help people access memories from their past. It can be used to help people gain a better understanding of their past experiences and to help them make changes. Main idea number 16. Practice goal setting. Goal setting is an important part of NLP. It involves setting specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and timely goals in order to help people achieve their desired outcomes. Main idea number 17. Use the six-step reframing process. The six-step reframing process is a technique used to help people change their perspective on a situation. It involves looking at a situation from a different perspective in order to gain a new understanding of it. Main idea number 18. Understand the meta mirror. The meta mirror is a technique used to help people understand how their behavior affects others. It can be used to help people gain a better understanding of their relationships and to help them make changes. Main idea number 19. Use the circle of excellence. The circle of excellence is a technique used to help people access positive emotions and memories. It involves associating a physical stimulus with a positive emotion or memory, which can then be used to help people access those positive feelings in the future. Main idea number 20. Practice self-coaching. Self-coaching is an important part of NLP. It involves setting specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and timely goals in order to help people achieve their desired outcomes. It also involves using techniques such as visualization, anchoring, and reframing to help people make changes. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. NLP is a powerful tool that can be used to help people understand and change their behavior. It is based on the idea that our thoughts, language, and communication have an impact on how we behave and what we are able to achieve. NLP helps us become aware of our own patterns of thinking and speaking so that we can make changes in order to reach our goals. At its core, NLP focuses on understanding how language works in order to create effective communication between individuals. This includes learning about the structure of language, such as grammar rules, sentence structure, word choice, etc., as well as exploring different ways of expressing ourselves through body language or tone of voice. By understanding these elements better, it becomes easier for us to communicate more effectively with others. In addition to this basic knowledge about language use and communication skills, NLP also teaches techniques for changing behavior by using positive reinforcement strategies. These strategies involve rewarding desired behaviors while discouraging undesired ones in order to encourage new habits or attitudes. Through practice and repetition over time, these new behaviors become ingrained into one's daily life. By taking the time to learn the basics of NLP, you will gain valuable insight into your own thought processes, which will enable you to make meaningful changes in your life. Whether it's improving relationships with family members or colleagues at work, developing healthier habits, or achieving greater success professionally, mastering the fundamentals of NLP can help you get there. Main idea number 2. The NLP communication model is a powerful tool for understanding how we communicate with ourselves and others. It suggests that our thoughts, feelings, and behaviors are all connected in some way and can be changed through communication. The model consists of 3 main components: the sender, the person who initiates the communication, the receiver, the person who receives it, and the message itself. The sender is responsible for creating an effective message by considering their own needs as well as those of the receiver. They must also consider any potential barriers to successful communication, such as language differences or cultural norms. Once they have crafted their message, they must then deliver it in a manner that will ensure its reception by the intended recipient. The receiver is responsible for interpreting what has been said or written accurately so that they can respond appropriately. This requires them to pay attention to both verbal and nonverbal cues from the sender in order to understand what was meant by their words or actions. Finally, there is the actual content of the message itself, which should be clear enough so that both parties understand each other's intentions without confusion or misunderstanding. In addition, this content should also be tailored specifically towards meeting both parties' needs while avoiding any potential conflicts. By using this model when communicating with others, we can increase our chances of success significantly, since it allows us to better anticipate how our messages will be received before sending them out into the world. Main idea number 3. Developing rapport is an essential part of neuro-linguistic programming, NLP. It involves creating a connection with someone else, which can be used to build trust and understanding. This connection is based on the idea that people are more likely to respond positively when they feel comfortable and connected with another person. Rapport building techniques involve mirroring body language, using similar words or phrases as the other person, and making eye contact. These techniques help create a sense of familiarity between two people by showing that you understand them and their feelings. Additionally, it helps create an environment where both parties feel safe enough to open up about themselves. In order for rapport building to be successful, it's important to remember that everyone has different communication styles. Therefore, it's important to adjust your approach depending on who you are talking with in order for them to feel comfortable opening up about themselves. Overall, developing rapport is an important skill in NLP because it allows us to connect with others on a deeper level and build trust between each other. By learning how to effectively use these techniques, we can foster better relationships with those around us. Main idea number 4. Anchoring is a powerful tool that can be used to help people access positive emotions and memories. It involves associating a physical stimulus, such as a sound, smell, or touch, with an emotion or memory. This physical stimulus can then be used in the future to trigger those same feelings of positivity. For example, if you have experienced joy while listening to a particular song, you could use this song as an anchor for accessing that feeling of joy whenever needed. The process of anchoring begins by first identifying the desired emotion or memory that needs to be accessed. Once identified, it is important to find something tangible that will act as the anchor. This could be anything from music and scents to certain words and phrases. The next step is to associate the chosen anchor with the desired emotion or memory through repetition, each time focusing on how it feels when experiencing these positive feelings. Once anchored successfully, simply being exposed again to the chosen physical stimulus should evoke similar feelings associated with it in the past. Anchoring can therefore provide us with quick access into our own inner resources, so we are able to tap into them whenever needed. Main idea number 5. Submodalities are the different ways we experience our thoughts and feelings. They can be used to help people change their way of thinking, feeling, and behaving in order to achieve their goals. Submodalities refer to the qualities or characteristics that make up our internal representations of experiences. For example, A person may have an image of themselves as successful. This image could be bright and vivid with sharp edges, or it could be dull and blurry with fuzzy edges. The same goes for sounds. They can range from loud and clear to soft and muffled. By understanding submodalities, we can learn how to modify them in order to create desired outcomes. We can use techniques such as anchoring, associating a particular thought or feeling with a physical action, or reframing, changing the context of an experience, in order to alter our internal representations so that they become more positive or helpful for achieving our goals. For instance, if someone is struggling with low self-esteem, they might focus on creating an image of themselves as confident by making it brighter and sharper than before. Or if someone wants to increase motivation levels at work, they might anchor this feeling by associating it with something like clapping their hands together every time they feel unmotivated. By understanding submodalities, we gain insight into how we think about ourselves, which allows us to take control over our own mental processes so that we can reach our desired outcomes more effectively. Main idea number 6. Reframing is a powerful tool that can help people to gain new insights into their lives and situations. By looking at things from different angles, we can often find solutions or understandings that were previously hidden. Reframing involves taking an existing situation and reframing it in a way that allows us to view it differently. This could involve changing the language used to describe the situation, or shifting our focus onto different aspects of it. For example, if someone was feeling overwhelmed by their workload, they might reframe this as an opportunity for growth and development. Instead of seeing the work as something overwhelming them, they could see it as a challenge which will help them develop new skills and knowledge. This shift in perspective can be incredibly empowering. Reframing also helps us to identify patterns in our behavior which may be holding us back from achieving our goals. By examining how we think about certain situations, we can begin to recognize any negative thought patterns which are preventing us from moving forward with confidence. Finally, reframing gives us the chance to look at difficult experiences through a more positive lens. We may not always have control over what happens in life, but by changing how we perceive these events, we can take away some of their power over us. Main idea number 7. Practicing visualization is a powerful tool for achieving success. It involves creating mental images of the desired outcome and focusing on them in order to manifest that result. Visualization can be used to help people focus on their goals, create plans for achieving them, and stay motivated throughout the process. By visualizing what they want to achieve, individuals can gain clarity about their objectives and develop strategies for reaching them. Visualization also helps people become more aware of their own thoughts and feelings related to their goals. This awareness allows individuals to identify any limiting beliefs or negative self-talk that may be holding them back from success. Once these obstacles are identified, it becomes easier to take action towards overcoming them. Finally, practicing visualization can help increase motivation by providing an emotional connection with one's desired outcomes. When individuals visualize themselves succeeding at something they have been striving for, it creates a feeling of excitement which encourages further effort towards achieving those results. Main idea number 8. The swish pattern is a powerful tool for creating lasting change in our lives. It works by helping us to replace negative thoughts and behaviors with positive ones. To use the swish pattern, we first create a mental image of the desired outcome, what it would look like if we had achieved our goal or changed our behavior. We then quickly swish this image over the negative thought or behavior, replacing it with the desired outcome. For example, if you have an unhealthy habit of eating junk food when stressed out, you can use the swish pattern to help break that habit. First, imagine yourself feeling calm and relaxed while making healthy choices about your diet instead of reaching for junk food. Then quickly swish this image over your urge to eat junk food whenever you feel stressed out. By using this technique regularly, we can begin to form new habits and patterns that will lead us towards achieving our goals and living healthier lives. Main idea number 9. The meta model is a powerful tool for understanding the structure of language and how it affects our thoughts, beliefs, and behavior. It helps us to identify the underlying assumptions that we make when we communicate with ourselves or others. By recognizing these assumptions, we can challenge them and gain greater clarity about our own thinking processes. The meta model consists of three categories: deletions, distortions, and generalizations. Deletions refer to omissions in communication, such as leaving out important details or facts. Distortions are inaccuracies in communication, such as exaggerations or overgeneralizations. Finally, generalizations are broad statements that don't take into account individual differences or exceptions. By using the meta model questions to examine our thoughts and beliefs more closely, we can gain insight into why certain patterns exist in our lives. We can also use this knowledge to create new ways of thinking that will help us achieve better results in life. Main idea number 10. The Milton model is a powerful tool for creating positive mental states. It uses language patterns to help people focus on their goals and create an optimistic outlook. The model consists of 5 steps: establishing rapport, gathering information, setting the frame, making suggestions, and testing results. Establishing rapport involves building trust with the person you are working with by using open-ended questions and active listening. Gathering information helps you understand what the person wants to achieve or change in their life. Setting the frame allows you to set expectations about how long it will take to reach those goals and what kind of effort they need to put in. Making suggestions gives them ideas on how they can move forward towards achieving their goals. Finally, testing results allows you to measure progress over time so that adjustments can be made if necessary. By using this model consistently, people can develop a more positive mindset, which will help them reach their desired outcomes faster. Main idea number 11. The logical levels are a powerful tool for understanding how our thoughts, feelings, and behaviors are interconnected. It is based on the idea that each level of experience has an impact on the other levels. For example, if we have negative beliefs about ourselves or our environment, this can lead to unhelpful behavior patterns and emotional states. By understanding the logical levels, we can identify which areas need attention in order to make positive changes. We can also use it as a framework for exploring how different aspects of our lives interact with one another. This helps us gain insight into why certain things happen and what needs to be done in order to create lasting change. The logical levels consist of 6 distinct levels: environment, the physical world around us, behaviors, our actions, capabilities, our skills and abilities, beliefs, what we think is true or possible, identity, who we believe ourselves to be, and outcome, the results of all these factors. By looking at each level separately, we can begin to understand how they influence one another. For instance, if someone believes they are not capable of achieving their goals due to lack of resources or support from others, then this belief will likely affect their behavior by causing them to give up before even trying. On the other hand, if someone believes they have all the necessary tools available, then this could lead them towards taking action towards achieving their desired outcome. Understanding the logical levels allows us to take control over our own lives by recognizing where changes need to be made in order for us to reach our goals. It provides a useful framework for examining how different aspects interact with one another so that we can better understand why certain things happen and what needs doing in order to create lasting change. Main idea number 12. The fast phobia cure is a powerful technique that can help people overcome their fears and phobias. It works by creating a mental image of the desired outcome, such as feeling calm and relaxed in the presence of spiders or heights, for example. Then, the person quickly replaces the fear or phobia with this desired outcome. This process helps to create new neural pathways in the brain which are associated with positive feelings instead of negative ones. To use this technique effectively, it is important to focus on what you want rather than what you don't want. For instance, if someone has a fear of spiders, they should focus on how they would feel when they see one without being scared, perhaps feeling curious or even excited about seeing something so interesting up close. It is also important to practice regularly until your new response becomes automatic. Visualizing yourself succeeding at overcoming your fear each time will help reinforce these new neural pathways and make them stronger over time. Main idea number 13. Practicing self-hypnosis is a powerful way to access the subconscious mind and make positive changes in your life. It involves entering into a relaxed state of consciousness, where you can focus on specific thoughts or behaviors that you want to change. During this process, you will be able to communicate directly with your subconscious mind and create new patterns of thinking and behavior. The first step in practicing self-hypnosis is to find a comfortable place where you won't be disturbed. You should also take some time to relax your body by taking deep breaths or doing some light stretching exercises. Once you are feeling relaxed, it's important to focus on what it is that you want to achieve through self-hypnosis, whether it's reducing stress levels, improving confidence, or changing habits. Once you have identified the goal for your session, start repeating positive affirmations about yourself out loud or silently in your head. This helps reinforce the desired outcome and encourages the subconscious mind to accept these new beliefs as true. After repeating these affirmations several times, begin visualizing yourself achieving this goal. Imagine how good it would feel if everything went according to plan. Finally, when all of these steps have been completed successfully, allow yourself to drift off into a deeper state of relaxation while continuing with positive affirmations until they become automatic responses within your subconscious mind. With regular practice over time, self-hypnosis can help bring about lasting changes in thought patterns and behaviors. Main idea number 14. The meta-programs are an important concept in neuro-linguistic programming, NLP. They refer to the mental filters that we use to make decisions and take action. By understanding these filters, we can gain insight into our underlying motivations and how they influence our behavior. We can also use this knowledge to help us make changes in our lives. Meta-programs are based on patterns of thinking that have been identified by NLP practitioners. These patterns include things like whether a person is more likely to focus on the big picture or pay attention to details, whether they prefer structure or flexibility, and whether they tend towards being proactive or reactive. Each of these patterns has implications for how people approach tasks, interact with others, and respond to their environment. By becoming aware of your own meta-programs, you can begin to understand why you act in certain ways and what motivates you. This awareness can then be used as a tool for making positive changes in your life. For example, if you realize that you tend towards procrastination when faced with difficult tasks, then recognizing this pattern may help motivate you to take action sooner rather than later. Understanding the meta-programs is an essential part of mastering NLP techniques. It provides valuable insights into yourself which can be used both personally and professionally, helping you become more effective at achieving goals while also improving relationships with those around you. Main idea number 15. The timeline technique is a powerful tool for accessing memories from the past. It involves creating a timeline of events that have happened in one's life, starting with birth and going up to the present day. This timeline can be created using pictures, words, or symbols to represent each event. By looking at this timeline, people can gain insight into their past experiences and how they have shaped them as individuals. Once the timeline has been created, it can then be used to help people make changes in their lives by allowing them to access memories associated with certain events on the timeline. For example, if someone wants to change an unhealthy habit such as smoking cigarettes, they could look back at when they first started smoking and explore any emotions or thoughts associated with that time period, which may be contributing factors towards why they are still engaging in this behavior today. By exploring these memories through the timeline technique, people can gain greater understanding of themselves and what motivates them so that they can make more informed decisions about how best to move forward in life. Main idea number 16. Goal setting is an essential part of neuro-linguistic programming, NLP. It involves creating specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and timely goals in order to help people reach their desired outcomes. This process helps individuals focus on what they want to achieve and how they can get there. By breaking down the goal into smaller steps, it becomes easier for them to stay motivated and take action towards achieving their objectives. When setting goals with NLP techniques, it's important to be clear about what you want to accomplish. Start by writing down your overall goal in a positive way that reflects the outcome you desire. Then break this larger goal into smaller chunks or milestones that are more manageable and achievable within a certain time frame. Make sure each step is something that can be measured so you know when it has been achieved. It's also important to set realistic expectations for yourself when using NLP techniques for goal setting. Don't expect too much from yourself too soon, instead focus on taking small steps towards your ultimate objective over time. Additionally, make sure your goals are aligned with your values so that you have the motivation necessary to keep going even when things become difficult. Finally, remember that practice makes perfect. Keep practicing these NLP techniques until they become second nature, then watch as you start making progress towards achieving all of your dreams. Main idea number 17. Step 1, identify the problem. Take a moment to identify what it is that you want to reframe. What is the problem or issue that needs to be addressed? Step 2, gather information. Collect as much information as possible about the situation, including facts and opinions from different sources. Step 3, analyze your perspective. Examine your current perspective on the situation and consider how it might be limiting your understanding of it. Step 4, generate new perspectives. Brainstorm new perspectives on the situation by considering alternative points of view. Step 5, evaluate alternatives. Consider which of these new perspectives are most likely to help you gain a better understanding of the situation. Step 6, implement changes. Make any necessary changes in order to incorporate this new perspective into your life and behavior. Main idea number 18. The meta mirror is a powerful tool for self-reflection and personal growth. It helps people to gain insight into their own behavior, as well as the impact it has on others. By looking at how they interact with those around them, individuals can begin to understand why certain behaviors are successful or unsuccessful in different situations. Using the meta mirror technique involves taking an honest look at oneself and one's relationships. This includes examining both positive and negative aspects of interactions with others, such as communication styles, body language, tone of voice, etc. Once these patterns have been identified, individuals can then work towards making changes that will improve their relationships. The meta mirror also encourages people to think about how their actions affect other people's feelings and reactions. Through this process of self-reflection and understanding the consequences of our behavior on others, we can learn more effective ways to communicate our needs while still respecting those around us. By using the meta mirror technique regularly, we can become more aware of ourselves and our relationships with others. This awareness allows us to make better decisions when interacting with those around us, which ultimately leads to healthier relationships overall. Main idea number 19. The circle of excellence is a powerful tool that can be used to help people access positive emotions and memories. It works by associating a physical stimulus with a positive emotion or memory, which can then be used to bring up those feelings in the future. For example, if someone has experienced success in the past, they could use the circle of excellence technique to recall that feeling when they need it most. To do this, first identify an object or action associated with your desired emotion or memory. This could be something like clapping your hands together for joy or holding on to a special item that reminds you of success. Then close your eyes and imagine yourself surrounded by this physical stimulus while also visualizing the desired emotion or memory as vividly as possible. Once you have done this several times and become comfortable with accessing these positive feelings through visualization, you will find it easier to call upon them whenever needed. The more often you practice using the circle of excellence technique, the stronger its effects will become over time. Main idea number 20. Practice self-coaching is an important part of neuro-linguistic programming, NLP. It involves setting specific, measurable, achievable, realistic and timely goals in order to help people achieve their desired outcomes. Through self-coaching, individuals can learn how to identify the areas they need to work on and develop strategies for achieving their goals. Self-coaching also involves using techniques such as visualization, anchoring, and reframing to help people make changes. Visualization helps individuals create a mental image of what they want to accomplish or become. Anchoring allows them to associate positive feelings with certain activities, while reframing enables them to look at situations from different perspectives. In addition, self-coaching encourages individuals to take responsibility for their own actions by recognizing that they have control over how they think and feel about any given situation. This helps them stay focused on reaching their goals without getting distracted by external factors. By practicing self-coaching regularly, individuals can gain greater insight into themselves and develop the skills necessary for success in life. With practice comes mastery, so don't be afraid to challenge yourself. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.books.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy further readings.